question comes, what are the best practices in international recruitment and navigating the global talent acquisition is one of the key elements we need to focus upon. Now, the first question which I ask myself is, why best practices matter? It matters because today is the employment market. Because of multiple options, globalization, and one of the key elements of employment, everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to hire the best talent. But the question is, are you giving them the best practices as a part of our discussion? It matters a lot. As a business, global recruiters play a crucial role from filling the position efficiently, effectively, on a timely manner is one of the key practices which is being practiced to be able to understand business from an international lens point of view. Tailored specialized strategies from a local insight and a smooth process from an overall essential process point of view is one of the key elements for us to be able to practice and attract the talent globally. One of the best practices we need to focus upon, because at the end, you will be able to tap your employment, tap your employees from a long-term per se, to be able to keep them engaged and give them rewarding performances from a long-term per se is a key element as a part of my best practices, which matters a lot. Approximately 72% of candidate values a seamless interview process, which influences their job and their decision whether they need to take up this as a part of their employment. And hence today, if there are options available, definitely if they do not find your interview process and if they do not find a value proposition with your employment opportunity, they may switch to competition. And that's why it is very important that we follow this practice positively. And from a long-term employment point of view, it helps you to have these tailored, customized practices from a long-term per se, so that they stick to you for a longer time. And that's why 72% of the candidates values the feedback, the mechanism, the overall process of interview as one of the key element and one of the key decisions whether they will stick to you for a long term or they may switch and they may lose us as a part of competition. As a part of best practices in international recruitment, having a tailored strategy to create that difference between the different markets is one of the key element, and that's why adopting to strategies for each market is one of the crucial element. Hence, right job description which resonates locally, even translating them into a local language will be one of the key game changer as a part of your recruitment strategy. Use region-specific job boards, which gives a larger visibility and ensures that it has been there from a long-term per se, because this will give you a lot of recognition, visibility, and at the same time, connect with the right candidate will be one of the key elements of having a tailored-made strategy, which will create a difference in the different market. It also helps you to enhance the candidate experience. The second element which we are focusing here is, how do we enhance the candidate's experience? A positive candidate experience attracts the top talent. Flexible interviews, options given as a part of our interview cycle, such as, you know, giving video calls for local agencies, for local partnership, and understanding the candidature from a local paper agency or any particular, you know, association which we are looking as a part of my employment generation is also one of the key element, and a straightforward application process which removes the barrier of the global application. So these are the key elements of having an enhanced candidate experience, because here from an application point of view, this is a game changer. If you are able to improve your candidate experience, the possibility of them coming to you and taking up our employment increases because they see you as one of the positive candidate experiences and they consider you as one of the top employers as a part of your practices because it enhances your application and removes the barrier from a global application point of view. The third element which we are focusing upon is how to build a strong employer brand. A strong employer brand communicates company values and culture effectively. It leverages the employee testimonial and social media to highlight the unique aspects of the organization and attract the potential hire. Hence, a strong employer brand is one of the key elements where we are able to not only convince our existing employees, it also is one of the unique ways of attracting the potential talent from a hiring point of view. Fourth point focuses on exploring the emerging market. When I talk about exploring emerging market, this typically offers the untapped talent from a unique value proposition point of view, from their unique skills and perspective. It also engaging with them wherein we are using these as one of the engaging connect with them from the engagement point of view with these regions enhances your diversity and reflects your organization's openness to be able to tap the global talent. Hence, as a part of our current emerging market, we are not only expanding our horizon to multiple locations, it also opens your diversity. It also helps you to tap the talent from a global market as one of the key elements. Prioritizing the skills over the degrees is focusing on skills and experiences over a formal qualification, which is being broadened from a talent pool point of view. So here the focus is lot on skills and experiences, but at the same time, we also focus on the formal qualification, which is going to be specific to the talent pool, which we are getting into as a part of my hiring process. This approach values the diverse path and identifies the standout talent by the traditional methods which may be overlooked, and hence it is one of the key elements to be able to prioritize my skills over the degree. On the resume, I may be one of the best potential candidate, but as a part of my skill set, if I have just added this as a part of my resume, I have just added these degrees. Have you developed the skill set over the time is one of the key elements which definitely helps you to prioritize between an average candidate and a good candidate. And hence, point number five is prioritizing your skills over the degree. I am okay to hire a candidate which may not be the best from a degree or an academic point of view, but as a part of your academics, if you have developed your skill set, the chances of you being getting selected based on your skill set will be one of the prioritization from a employment point of view. Point number six talks a lot about leveraging technology from a recruitment point of view. Advanced HR technologies streamlines your hiring processes. A lot of AI tools, a lot of resume writing and resume sorting using AI as one of the practices as a part of our automation interview screening enhances the quality, enhances the result, the positive aspects of entire employee life cycle, which makes a global recruitment process much faster and much fairer from a transparency point of view. Point number seven here focuses on understanding the employment law because global compliance is one of the key elements where this is the game changer. Compliance with local employment ensures that your law is in place and your hiring process is very smooth. Legal experts can help you to navigate a lot of tax and regulation and other legal and compliance obligations from a contract, labor law, and of course, if done wrong, you may be penalized by a lot of penalties and legal issues. Hence, avoid getting into such unlawful practices, and of course, understand your employment law much better to be able to get the best out of your life cycle management. Point number 8 focuses on outsourcing to specialized agencies, because not every time you will get the right resource at the right time with the right skill set. You may have to struggle not only for domestic resources, you may also want to look for an international location or international geographies, because today the talent is available globally. So partnering with global agencies with a focused approach, identify an international hiring partner as a part of my recruitment, are one of the key elements to understand the expertise of the local market and the global market, because it will help you to understand your local market, streamline your hiring requirements, your hiring practices, and it will help you to ensure how globally we are compliant from a legality and from a regulation point of view. And hence, please identify good international agencies as a part of your international exposure. Some of the elements of hard skills versus soft skills from a corporate culture is, when I talk about hard skills or soft skills, please understand there are a lot of elements which are the key elements of the employment, your employment strategy, your employee cost, your employee cost center, the structure of your employment, the structure of your entire discussion, systems. These are the key elements, your staff, your competitive, your competition, corporate culture, how to have the skill sets and a right balance between hard skill and soft skills is one of the key elements. And that's why when I say hard skills, I'm referring to strategy, I'm referring to structure, I'm referring to system. When I talk about soft skills, I'm referring to the corporate culture, the key element of human element as a part of my employee lifecycle management, the element of having staff, having connected with your people as one of the key element, because this is one of the soft skills which we all need to focus and work upon. And of course, at the same time, we also need to have the shared values between the employment from a cross-cultural point of view. These are the few elements we need to focus upon, because at the end, having the right element, a right balance between a hard skill and soft skills is one of the key elements for one of the successful corporates in the today's world. Now, addressing the international recruitment as one of the challenges, particularly in the COVID era, is what we need to focus upon. A lot of insights and adoptions of human resource management is the key element, particularly keeping COVID as an era, because our experiences for COVID was firsthand for most of us. COVID as a pandemic was first by experience between many of us in this particular generation. And with this experience, we were not aware of what happened in past. With this experience of the COVID era, we are able to channelize our thought process and have our recruitment process in such a way that it gives you a lot of exposure from an international recruitment point of view. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic has drastically altered the business realities, not only at local level, but at globally. Managers face a lot of unpredictable challenges, which includes a lot of work from a transitioning point of view, from remote work, maintaining the morale, ensuring that they are adapted to the rapidly growing priorities. These are the key elements today every HR department, every employee, every manager, every organization is struggling to. And that's the reason this is one of the crises which is highlighted mostly as one of the key elements highlighted for the critical roles, which is the CHRO, which is the Chief Human Resource Officer, because post-COVID, all the practices which have been introduced as a part of the COVID mechanism has changed the entire perception of work from home, of working from office, and hybrid work practices from a short-term to long-term point of view. Now, let's understand the impact of pandemic on HR, particularly HR and recruitment. Today, only 20% of the executives have felt that we are prepared for a larger risk, which was one of the key elements before COVID-19. Today, thanks to the experience of pandemic, we are more ready, more employee friendly to be able to take care of our employees globally from a remote work culture point of view. HR functions have become central to employees' health, morale, and managing the work remotely as one of the key elements, which is one of the positive impacts of pandemic post the experience of pandemic as a part of my recruitment process. Many managers and teams which earlier lagged the training today are able to collaborate remotely and provide a lot of best practices from an employee experience point of view. Today, global supply of vulnerabilities as a part of my strategic talent concerns have been taken care, because today we are able to get our employment from a long-term per se, because the impact of pandemic has improved we as HR professional, our overall employee life cycle management in a positive way. And that's why today, as a part of our HR and recruitment cycle, we are prepared and we are ready to be able to adapt to a globalized culture, because before pandemic, we lacked the experience of flexibility. But today, with pandemic and with the experience of work from office, hybrid and work from home, we are able to strike a proper balance. And that's why we say the vulnerabilities, which are as a part of our key element from our talent strategy, is one of the issues which today has been taken care of, and we have surfaced out of it, and we are working together as a strong team. One of the challenges from a remote leadership point of view we need to focus upon is managing geographies distributed with teams into multiple cultures. These are the challenges, because with multiple locations, multiple geographies, and adaption to multiple cultures is something we need to focus upon, because as a global leader, you need to be very, very sensitive with your people, and basis on your culture, basis on the multiple geographies, you need to ensure that you are striking a balance and you are distributing them in a positive way. It also focuses that only 20% of employee who are from a global virtual teams receive adequate training, because still training as one of the key elements is not being focused upon. As a part of our learning curve, friends, please ensure that you have a fixed mandate which are focusing on your talent development, how you are able to focus on your employees as a part of your talent development initiatives. We need to increase the percentage, and that's the reason a lot of organization today focuses on team development, learning and development opportunities. Less than 20% of virtual teams team leaders felt that they are more confident from an overall effectiveness point of view. When I say less than 20% of virtual team leaders felt confident in their effectiveness, 20% is a very, very less number. As a part of your learning curve, please ensure that you introduce more and more learning opportunities, more and more training opportunities, more and more flexible, outcome-driven initiatives, focus on lot of retention and lot of motivation related activities, so that the percentage of this particular challenge of remote leadership is increased positively. Lack of leadership training for remote work also accelerates the overall collaboration as one of the issues. Hence, from a leadership point of view, please promote lot of flexibility within your manpower, within your local and global resources, because this definitely enhances your collaboration, and all the issues from your team management point of view can be taken care if you are having the right direction from an overall cultural sensitivity point of view. And hence, from a global leadership point of view, please have the positive approach and ensure that you as a leader are collaborative, you as a leader are helping your organization to achieve the diversity, achieve the results which we as a team need to get into and match the promises which we made as a part of our practices, as a part of our activities. Few of the insights of IHRM and IB. When I say IB, I'm talking about the international behaviors. International human resource management provides valuable insights from a remote management and from a global team per se. It also addresses all the global challenges of your expat, for your assignments, virtual teams, and global projects as a part of recognizing your value-based, you know, as a part of your recognition, your people-based practices, which is definitely one of the value-based practices, and the crises which are developing over an adaptive strategies point of view. At the same time, leveraging the academic research to guide the MNE, which is the managing your complete international behavior, international human resource management as a part of our complete flexibility with approach of having the managers to be able to manage their crisis, particularly with pandemic and other international behavior we focused upon, to be able to provide a platform from an international human resource point of view and focusing on the expat management as a part of our virtual teams. Few of the strategies for adoption focuses on implementation. It also focuses on the usage and build. When I say implement, we talk about a comprehensive training for virtual team members and our leaders. It focuses on maintaining the employee engagement and increasing the morale from a remote work point of view. Use academic knowledge to anticipate and address the global talent concern and build a resilient human resource practices for future crisis. This is one of the key strategies for adoption, wherein here we are learning from our past, learning from our present, and basis on our learning, particularly COVID as one of the concepts and with global crisis, learning from our past and understanding our present, it will help you to design your future strategies of adoption, because here the focus is on implementation. At the same time, the focus is on usage and how to build a resilient team from a long-term perspective. To conclude, the post-COVID pandemic underscores the critical role of HR in the current navigating global crisis. It clearly highlights the positive impact of how COVID became the game changer in a positive way from an employee experience, from a candidate experience point of view, as one of the key elements. International HRM also insights which helps you to address the challenges of remote leadership, employee engagement, and strategic talent management process from an overall learning and development, from an overall talent, and from an overall recruitment as one of the key elements of talent management as a key learning for each one of us. It is also preparing now to ensure that resilience and effectiveness for future uncertainties. What we have learned, particularly in pandemic, has helped you to be prepared for future challenges. And the best example is your hybrid work culture. Today, every organization is promoting a positive work-life balance with a hybrid culture, because at the end, you are not being judged or valued only on what you are able to count. It also talks a lot on your productivity. It doesn't focus on the time element. It focuses on the productivity element, on how productive you were as a part of your pandemic related challenges which we all have overcome. Now, the chapter summary, which focused on the few key elements. Point number one, international recruitment focuses on attracting global talent and meeting the global organization goals. It also talks about the key approaches, which includes lot of elements which we spoke about from a ethnocentric point of view, polycentric point of view, geocentric point of view, and of course regiocentric point of view as a part of my strategy, as a part of my key approaches, keeping talent and culture as one of the key element, as one of the key needs. It also focuses on sourcing, could be internal or external, basis on what context you need to focus upon from a part of your recruitment and selection cycle. It also becomes one of the key element wherein a lot of recent trends emphasizes on speed, technology. At the same time, post-COVID, how things have been changed from a local adoption point of view, which fosters the talent, culture, diversity, and it leverages a lot positively on technology as a key essential element of success. Thank you.